The first feature this week introduces the rubbish diet. Tara Greaves of the Evening News met Karin Connard. Karin started off with a personal bid to reduce her family's waste and is now about to appear at the One Planet Norwich Festival. Michael Hutchinson is here to read Tara's article.
Karin Connard is one of us. She understands that we all lead busy lives and gets that limiting household waste is probably way down on the to-do list for many people. And yet, sooner after our chat, I found myself sat on the kitchen floor with the contents of our bin spread around me, working out how I could cut down on what we as a family throw away. There'd been no lecture, no, you're doing it all wrong. Rather, in a melodious voice, which still has more than a hint of her Welsh roots, she talked of why she, as a busy mum of two, was moved to change her ways, and that in turn has inspired countless others, just like me, to do the same. It also led to an unexpected career change for Karin, which has seen her speak about her waste reduction journey at conferences around the world. Act as an advisor to a celebrity chef and an environmentalist, and even walked the hallowed cobbles of Coronation Street. Her remarkable tale began in 2007, when, during a quiet moment while she was looking after her two young children, who are now 11 and 14, she spotted an advert in a magazine. It basically said, if we all managed to reduce our food waste, it would be the equivalent of taking one in four cars off the road, said Karin. The other startling figure was that the average family threw out food that could otherwise have been eaten to the value of £40 or £50 a month. And between the money and the environmental factor, I just thought, my goodness, I need to do something. At that time, she describes herself as a typical semi-aware resident. I wasn't some kind of eco-warrior. I tried to make sure we switched the lights off when not in a room and used the car as little as possible. But really, like most people, I just did what I could, she said. In 2008, she signed up to her local Zero Waste Week and was sent a survey that asked, what will you do differently? I said I was going to imagine that there was no refuse collection that week, and that I would have to bury any rubbish we created in our garden, she said. Her answer sparked a request to the feature in the council's magazine, which she initially declined but later agreed to do in the hope that more people would be encouraged to take part. I thought, if I'm going to be featured in a magazine, I need to take this seriously and really need to put some elbow grease into the challenge. I thought I would create a blog called The Rubbish Diet, and I would ask people to send me their tips and advice on all the hurdles we faced, said Karin, who already wrote on an anonymous online parenting blog. In 2007 and 8, the family were putting out almost a wheelie bin of rubbish every 2 weeks, even with recycling. By the time Zero Waste Week arrived, with a lot of effort, the only thing in the bin was a plaster. The only thing about doing a Zero Waste Week is that it goes beyond recycling or trying to reduce food waste to the point you look at what is left. You suddenly realise how much you spend on disposable things such as paper towels or washing up sponges, for example, said Karin, who lives in Bury St Edmunds. After the week was over, she carried on slimming her bin, although in a way more suited to normal family life, and estimates they saved nearly £2,500 in the first couple of years. Had such a positive experience meant she became the media's go-to spokesperson on home waste and recycling, including appearing on Radio 4's Woman's Hour. There was also big change for the rubbish diet, which grew from the blog, into an easy-to-follow challenge now operated as a not-for-profit partnership between Karen and the social enterprise Coombe Harry. Being in a position of a blogger is one thing, but when you start asking people to do something, which is what I now do with a rubbish diet, that is something different. I wanted to make sure I wasn't just being a useful idiot, she said. Karen, who was a qualified librarian with a career that involved research and information management, before she took a break to have children, has visited all sorts of places, including landfill sites, in her quest for more knowledge. She has also told a story at the European Parliament in Brussels and further afield in America and Canada, as well as this country. Most recently, she has worked with Hugh Ferry Whittingstall as an advisor for his TV programme Hugh's War on Waste, and was also invited to Coronation Street to research how the cast and crew could actively reduce waste as part of their sustainability strategy. As a long-term Corrie fan and a waste geek, it's great to know that my favourite soap is coming through my TV screen as waste-free as possible, she said. Her next appearance is closer to home, at the One Planet Norwich Festival, where she will talk about the rubbish diet and share her inspiring story. The rubbish diet has helped thousands of people make a difference at home, and I'm delighted to bring it to life in Norwich, she said. I'm looking forward to passing on a few insider tips and sharing some of my confessions too. Karen believes that despite all the extraordinary things that have happened since she signed up to the Zero Waste Week all those years ago, they remain an ordinary family. There was a time I was obsessive about waste, but you realise you have to find your comfort zone and balance. We're an ordinary family, so of course we still create some waste. I just do the best I can, she said. What I love is when people use the rubbish diet as a personal challenge to see how low they can go, then see the difference it makes week by week, and like any other diet, there is the motivation to keep going.